Hey man, this is Dalvin. If you're not listening to Not That Serious Podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud, you're really bugging.
Dom checking in for another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast. If you haven't checked it out, I really don't know what you're doing with your life.
Hey yo, it's Mina. Check out Not That Serious Podcast with my boy LZ and Big Mike, the realest motherfucking podcast ever. Okay.
Yo, it's your boy Shake, and I'm fucking with the Not That Serious Podcast where niggas wear silk daddies even if they got bald heads.
Then when the talking points
come. Oh, yeah, Mike can lead that.
Yeah, that was my whole point.
Yeah.
Something like this.
Something like this.
Support for the Not That Serious podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. Manscaped. Who is the best? Is below
trip
the
him now.
Where's that? Yeah.
Look at that! Look at
yo, I had me a little Floyd moment there. Uh-huh. Nah,
use your finger. Go ahead.
Yo, dead ass, right? Support for Not That Serious Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below the waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision engineered tools for your family jewels.
Ooh.
They obsess over that was a bar.
Yeah, yes.
They obsess over their technology developments to provide you the best tools in your grooming experience.
For your grooming experience.
Yes.
Mm.
Now, I would like to admit that my bush is not the most tame.
Got that 4C?
Nigga got bush gardens down there.
Yeah, I've definitely got 4C pubes.
4C.
Jamal?
Jamal
Murray? Shout out to Jamal Murray.
Yeah, Manscaped, that's what y'all need to sponsor.
Jamal Murray.
And us. Yeah, and us. Keep us on the roster, but add
Jamal alongside
Murray to
Jamal. Manscaped, buy some Jamal Murray jerseys.
Yeah, do that.
But yeah, I got not the Jamal Murray because that's disgusting. But it's not that great. But you know, and it used to be like just a struggle with you had to get some clippers. Then me, I got like a razor and your shaving cream, and it's like
shaving cream. Oh, you was going bald.
Yeah, I was going skin.
Oh
tall.
Man, you was going G.I. Joe.
Yeah, I was going smooth as eggs.
Now you got the lawnmower 3.0.
But now, thank you, Corey. I have the lawnmower 3.0.
Man,
but shout out to Manscaped, yo. First of all, they gave us like a whole like little box situation.
Yeah, let's break all this down.
Yeah.
So the package that this thing comes in,
very nice,
is immaculate, right? So, like, there's like a little tab on it, and you pull it. And not like you would think that the box would be like inside of this box, but the box that you have, it is the package. So, like, you open this shit up, and what's it say? Your balls will thank you. Your balls will thank you in gold.
Yes,
like on the inside of the box flap, and you open it up, and there's all your items just laid out perfectly, bro.
And them items are,
oh my goodness,
your lawnmower 3.0.
Yes,
they gave us some. A carrying case for it with a charger stand and
but the charger stand is nicer than my phone charger.
Yeah, that and a guard.
Amazing, yes.
Which is guard. Nice. Then we got a t-shirt. Pair of drawers.
Them ain't drawers. Those are underwear.
Yeah, those.
That's lingerie. Damn. I can't wait to put my nuts in them underwear.
Bro, I can't wait to put my
when
nuts.
I tell you this
I'm bringing those on vacation.
This shit is silk. All right.
Yeah, motherfucking
man,
silk.
They did their thing with
they
that.
They did a silk durag for your dick.
Yeah, basically.
So, it's that. Then you got, like, some mats for when, you know, you catch the hairs when you trim it and all that.
Mats, really?
Yeah, like that little newspaper thing.
Oh, that's what that is?
That's supposed to be like a mat. Like a disposable mat.
I just G'd up over the toilet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, I definitely did like that.
Yeah, like a real nigga.
Like real. You know, you wipe off the excess.
Yeah, exactly.
Into the pool. But, you know, so I did that, and then that came with the teeth, and then you had the ball toner.
The ball toner.
Which and ball I used the crop reviver. I used both.
No, ball deodorant.
Ball deodorant.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bro.
My nuts feel expensive.
Yes.
Very.
You feel rich.
And another thing, on the lawnmower 3.0, there's a light on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can see every hair.
This is a top tier blade.
This is not a game.
At all. This is a safe joint. Like it.
I can't believe they're just giving this out. Shout out to them.
Shout out to y'all.
I got no nicks.
None, bro. Clean. Yeah. Clean.
Yo, I'm smooth.
Clean. I'm like a newborn down there.
Yeah, I feel good. Yo, I could not stop touching my balls on the way over here.
That was great.
And I put myself in danger because I had one hand on the wheel and one on my balls. But I was like, listen, man.
I'm about to two-hand this thing.
Yeah, I'm about to drop my teeth.
I had to drive my mouth.
Yeah, nigga.
Put the knees on the wheel.
Shit, might have to put my mouth on the ball. I'm about to suck my own dick.
Yeah, I'm
going to. Nigga, I smell so good. I was like, my mouth started to water. I was like, hello.
The ball deodorant, I haven't used the toner yet. Yeah. Like, the toner is. Alright.
It's like mouthwash.
It's like a spritz. And it literally comes in like a little spray bottle, and you spritz it on your nuts.
It's like refreshing, like you dip your balls in Listerine.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what it feels.
And the deodorant, it's like a lotion. You just take a little bit of it. You know, you lather it up in your hands, and you rub it on your nuts,
mm-hmm.
Bruh, It feels like to me. It felt like if you chew gum and drink cold water at the same time.
Ooh.
Bro, that shit was immaculate.
And the great thing about it, you could charge the blade with a regular USB.
Yeah.
And that's why Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Manscaped engineering team spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0, which we just talked about. Mm-hmm. Their third generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade, mm-hmm. to reduce grooming accidents thanks to the advanced skin sink technology pioneered by Manscaped.
I've seen it
when
myself.
I tell you this is premium, I mean premium. The battery will last up to 90 minutes, so you can take a longer shave. The waterproof technology allows you to groom in the shower.
I didn't know that. That's a biggie.
That's huge.
Different.
That matters.
That matters.
Yeah.
That's a game changer, actually.
Wow.
That is a game changer.
That might be the next step.
Yeah. I'm doing that tomorrow.
And LZ mentioned that one of the coolest features is the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer and more precise trimming. They've also upgraded to a 7,000 RPM motor with quiet stroke technology, because you definitely don't want a loud stroke. And let's not forget about the charging stand. Show your mower off loud and proud, because this intelligently designed stand is a convenient charging dock powered by USB. If you are listening to me speak right now, I want you to experience it firsthand for yourself.
Dead ass.
We really want you to. Nah, for real.
Not like. And obviously this is like a partnership type thing.
Spine,
but after actually having it and using it ourselves,
very impressed with it, for real.
And I'm super impressed with it. And the thing that made it even cooler was when I posted it on my Instagram. People were telling me, they're like, "Yo, this shit is legit.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Yeah,
and it actually is, man.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna get one.
Yeah.
For
oh wait, Mike, you missed the best part of this.
Oh, no, I'm going to get to that. Okay. Oh, no. I'm going to get to that.
I said the best
I'm
going to
get some gifts, you know, these are gifts for some people.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really impressive. Like, it felt good in my hand when I was using it.
It did.
Very lightweight, but it was lightweight but sturdy at the same time. You felt like you were really in control while you were, like, handling your business. And it gets the job done very efficiently.
It's unlike anything else.
And, you know, being that we are the podcast and they have a partnership with us, they have given us a discount code that you guys can use in support of us as well as in support of Manscaped. So if you go to manscaped.com and with any purchase, you can get 20% off and free shipping when you use the code NTSPOD.
Yes.
That's discount code NTSPOD. NTSPOD on checkout, and you will get 20% off with free shipping. Okay, 20% off. That's 1/5 for all you mathematically challenged people. 1/5 of your order off and free shipping. And when you use code NTSPOD, NTSPOD at manscaped.com, and like manscaped.com says, you know, ladies, you can use it. You can get it for your men friends.
Shit, I think ladies could use this too.
I'm pretty sure ladies could use it. I don't see why they couldn't.
This is not just for men.
Yeah. I would suggest you stay away from the ball toner. But
you don't need that.
Well, it is pH friendly.
It is. So you know what? Maybe
it's pH friendly.
If you don't like if you mind a masculine scent on your coochie,
yeah. If you literally want a moose knuckle,
yo, yo, Studs, you got a nice. You want a nice masculine scent on the box? You might need to come holler at Manscaped.
We know you do.
Because we hit all the markets, baby, with Manscaped. You absolutely. Know what I'm saying? So.
Absolutely.
Listen.
Very inclusive.
Go on manscaped.com. Mm-hmm. Use code NTSPOD. NTSPOD. Or check out. You will get 20% off.
Yes.
And free shipping from Manscaped. Manscaped, your balls will thank you.
And they've been thanking me.
And I've been
thanking them.
Yeah, I've been thanking. I swear that they're so smooth.
Right and now, the last bro. Thing about Manscaped, if you check the bottom, like the bottom disclaimer on your box, they're like 100% into testicular cancer research. So even with them doing all of this, they still have a good cause, and they still, you know, they still do their research, and they're still, you know, using their platform for the better good. So. Shout out to Manscaped. It's a great company.
Great
company. I've heard of them a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I just never was like, I want to. But now I'm like,
yeah, glad this is my product of choice
for whatever I got. Yeah, so we definitely thank them for giving us this opportunity. And we're going to try to not let you down. Let's get to the podcast. Woo!
We done got the business out the way.
Yeah.
What's going on, everybody? It's Not That Serious, the podcast. The greatest motherfucking podcast in the world. Mm. And the greatest fucking podcast known to man.
Yep.
And ape. I haven't used that in a while, so I had to bring that back real quick.
Yeah, why not? Right?
So you already know what it is. It's another week. You know what I mean? It's another episode. And you already know who's in the building. It's your boy Big Mike.
LZ.
Your boy Corey.
And we are here to bring you, you know, to curate the vibes. You know? Like that, like that one weird white woman that we want to get out of here. Steve Nash. No. Yes, Jules.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Jim Carrey knows. We want to get her the fuck out of here. But we curate the vibes like her, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's another week and another episode, and I want to start off, you know, how's everybody doing?
I'm great.
Mm-hmm. Week's almost over.
Right.
I had my first class today.
How was that?
Hey!
You know, it was weird. I was nervous, like, waiting for the class to start.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's on Zoom. So this is something I've never done. I had a hybrid class during college, but, you know, that wasn't, like, you know, we would meet, like, 2 days, and then the other 2 days it was, like, on Blackboard or whatever. But this class is all Zoom.
What class, you mind me asking?
This one is a social media class, actually.
Perfect for you.
It's like 3,500, something like that. It's like a junior, senior level class. Perfect for me. Right up my alley. And basically, we just go over the effects of social media. And then I have another class that's actually history-oriented. It's a medieval European class. So that's on Monday. So that's the class I'm going to get my ass beat in. But this class should be cool.
Mm-hmm.
But it was funny, like, sitting there in the Zoom meeting or in the Zoom class, and my brother was sitting on the other side of the room playing Xbox, and the professor, like, she would be talking, and then she was sharing her screen. So she couldn't see us. So whenever she was, like, done making a point or done saying something, she'd be like, can everyone hear me or can everyone see this? There'd just be an awkward silence because nobody wants to unmute themselves and say yes.
I don't know.
So one just random person, like, after 45 seconds of silence, just like, yeah. And my brother just busted out laughing. And I was laughing too. He was like, yo, it's like that all the time. I'm like, damn, I didn't know. Like, this is my first time going through this. So it's definitely a different experience. But I don't know. I'm in a different place now. So I feel like this is actually going to be fun. And I'm excited for it. But I was definitely nervous leading up
to it. Now, I have a question. So, you're the only one out of this podcast who's in the school. And I know it's your first class. You only had one class.
Mm.
But do you see the fact that this is all Zoom? Do you feel like... Do you see, like, it could be a problem for you in the future?
No. Not for me. For other people, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I'm definitely mature enough for this. If this was me 4 years ago, or 5 years ago, I wouldn't stand a chance. Mm-hmm. But I feel like this is something that I could definitely do. So, you know.
Yeah, you're going. Yeah, because I'll be able to hold it. I know with me, it's just like, I know I would be disconnected just because, like, I'm not in the environment. You know?
Yeah, one person did say that while we were, like, discussing it. The professor was like, oh, is anybody actually, like, struggling with online? And one dude was like, yeah, I actually hate this shit. So,
you know, I know.
There's different ways to learn.
Yeah. Like, if I'm going to be in the school mode, I need to be in the school. That way, it's like I could just be, you know what I'm saying?
It's like the same thing with, like, if you go to a gym versus working out of your house.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it's like. So, yep. It is different, but if you actually focus and you remember why you're doing it, like working out at home, if you think about why you're doing it in the first place, you'll get it done. And I feel like it's going to be the same thing for school. I'm definitely going to get this done because this is something that I've been wanting to do for a long time. And it's working. This is perfect for me because Kane, my school is an hour away. So I'll be able to work and go to school at the same time. So, you know, it's a perfect situation.
Right.
And just got to make the most of it.
That's good.
Trying not to fuck up this opportunity.
Glad for you, man. I'm really happy for you. For
thanks,
real.
Man. Thank you.
Dead ass, man. Corey?
Appreciate you.
Nothing just
going on. Just work.
I have like my first big assignment this Friday. Might get canceled because of the weather, but I'm kind of like the manager now. So I'm kind of
big man team.
Yeah, big man team. So I'm pretty excited.
Big man team. All right.
Yeah, so things are looking up.
Good, good, good. Yeah, I'm all right. Same old shit. Now that everything's starting to like. I don't want to say return to normalcy, but like I guess the initial panic of the pandemic is settling down now, and I guess people are getting used to the pandemic.
In a sense, yeah.
In a sense, that means it's like, all right, now I'm gotta return into the workforce, so that's where my focus is at right now. Getting back to work, and not just getting back to work. Getting back to where I want to be, over the pandemic, I've benefited a lot from like just having a couple experiences and opportunities where I could have some resume building moments. So you know, I guess just now we're transitioning into that next stage.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah. Are you going back to both jobs now?
I think I already have the one job
where
I've been working weekends and I've been working at this whole time almost.
Mm-hmm.
Where I've been working.
Because I actually forgot you even did that.
Yeah, I forgot that.
He never talks about it. Yeah, he literally does not talk about that shit.
Nah, I don't. Yeah. Because I only do it on Saturday, so it's like I really don't even think of it as a job like that. Because I really only go in one day.
Just something to do on Saturday.
It's just something I do on Saturdays to just keep me from being completely destitute.
Yeah.
But like the other job, I don't think I'm getting a call. I don't think they're gonna call me back
because you weren't there long before.
I was only there like not even a month before the whole shit went down.
Damn.
Like I wasn't even done training yet, so I was like, they could just get another one of me in a second. So what's the point? So I think I'm gonna just do something else.
Fuck, so I mean,
it is what it is. Like I just gotta do something else, and that's what it is. You know, so you gotta. It's been enough time, more than enough time, you know, to be, you know, I'm not a proponent of, like, going out and mixing it up all crazy, but life has to go on at some point.
Bills don't pay themselves.
Mm-hmm. Life don't move without money.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately.
And you can't stay in the house forever.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. So, you know, it's time to do that now.
Yeah.
Like, you had this.
We're at that age, man.
We're at that age.
We are fucking full-blown adults.
Yeah.
As crazy as it seems.
Yeah, yeah.
As crazy as it seems, we are out here.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, people are making... And it's like, every day I'm seeing other people, like, they're getting married, and niggas is having fucking kids.
Fuck that.
And that also goes back to our social media conversation.
As far as what?
Does go back to that. But it's
because
like,
you're looking at that, and one, you don't even care about these people. But two, but and you don't care about them.
In the back of your mind, you're like
yeah, it's like, it doesn't, you shouldn't be.
I guess, yeah, that, but I think that just, and the way we're talking about it just impresses upon the fact that we are growing up.
Yeah.
Not the fact that it's like, oh, I want to have kids, or I look at them like I should be having those things. I'm looking at them like, damn, this nigga who I used to fucking make fart jokes with and
got kids, got babies,
yeah, plural. Yeah, this girl who I used to like sit behind our class with, she's a husband and they have a house. Whoa, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, oh shit, like time is fucking flying.
Yeah, it is. It like, definitely is.
My brother, one of my brothers, he's 11 now. Like, I remember when he was fucking born. It's, yeah, like, it's nuts.
Life is wild, man.
My littlest cousin is in college now. Wow. Whoa. Now that, yeah, whoa. Whoa. Yeah. Like, yeah, like, so that's the type of stuff I'm saying. Like, yo, shit, the time is flying. It's not, that's all. Like, I don't see it as, like, I need to be here type of thing, because I think I'm okay where I am right now. Mm. I know I have goals and things I want to do. But, yeah, I'm way better off, because I definitely used to be, like, get depressed about it. But, no.
Now, yeah.
I'm cool. Like, I know what I need. I know what I want. Yeah. I know what I'm going for. So, yeah. That's all you can do. It's just this shock of seeing, like, whoa. Niggas are grown for real.
Yeah, it is a little shocking. It is a little shocking when you see people that are like doing really well at our age. And you're like, shit, nigga, I'm still trying to figure this shit out. Yeah. But it's a different era now, and not, you know, a lot of people, like the way it was back in the day, basically everybody had it figured out by this time, because a car was $100 and gas was 25 cents. Yeah, so
the
like
the house was $30,000.
And it was nothing to figure out, because yo,
everything, yeah, either you worked in a steel mill.
Or you didn't.
Or you did not. Or you were the mailman.
Yeah, that's literally like you were the milkman, the steel mill nigga.
There was really only so much to do.
You were either a steel mill worker or the president. Yeah.
Or you played for the Celtics.
Yeah, that's so, it.
You know, like, you know.
Or sometimes most Celtics players did both.
Yeah, they love, literally.
They had to get the soot off their faces before practice.
Don't treat them.
Yeah, but yeah, life is crazy. But we here.
That's what's so funny, and I mentioned that when I talk to like older people, when older people talk to you about like how to move and stuff, it's just like, you really don't understand how this shit works now, do you?
Nah, they don't.
Like, they don't see it. Really don't get it. They don't get it at all.
Like I said this before. Like whenever I talk to my grandpa, he's like, "Ah, when I'm getting some grandkids, from me." I'm like, "Nigga,
yeah, like,
when the housing market goes, when the housing
crisis, like, my mom be like, when you gonna give me some grandma? Like, are you gonna pay for them, my nigga? Like,
you know how expensive a child is,
yo?
Are we not thinking about the logistics here? Like, nah, they don't see it that way.
Yeah. They just don't get it." Yeah, because I was having a conversation with my dad, and he's only had one job.
See, my dad has had three jobs, maybe. Yeah, at most, I've had five. I had five before I was like 25.
My dad still has the same job that he had when he was 19, going on 20.
What do you know about the job market?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you know? Like, you what know, do you know?
That's one thing you just.
What
don't
do you know
about
transitions? Yeah. What do you know about being in a pandemic, losing your job, and then having to find another one? Yeah,
nah, they don't. How can I talk to you about even a pandemic? Because you know, you've never been in my situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially, you don't even really know.
We've never been in a pandemic. They've never been in a pandemic, but they've never really had to switch jobs.
You got your so job. You just had a little break.
Yeah, like our parents really, you know, the credentials for jobs were damn near non-existent. Like now you got to have a bachelor's to work anywhere
to make $15.
You got to have a bachelor's to work in the mailroom.
Yeah, college is a scam. But I, you know, but to a certain degree, you got to get that shit.
Now, did you hear about what Google's doing?
What
Google I think is going to be great. I wish they would have did it 5-6 fucking years ago before I wasted fucking $50,000 in school. But, you know, they're making certificate programs that will pretty much equate to a degree. And these are all for jobs that are like
well-paying six-figure jobs.
Well-paying six-figure jobs minimum. Hmm. Basically, it's like you do a certificate program and you get this, which equates to a 4-year degree or experience in this field. And it's like Some could be like 1 year, 2 year, 1 year and a half programs, and you get that, and you get, and jobs will treat that like a degree or a master's degree, or even in some cases, on job experience. Yeah. So,
how do you feel about that?
I feel like that's fucking amazing, and it's gonna really put that's gonna be a big blow to like school systems.
They'll be all right.
Fuck them.
They're going to be all right in the end because that's the norm.
Yeah, and they have sports.
Yeah. But big schools have sports.
Oh, yeah.
Now, a school like my school is going to take a hit.
Yeah, but is it?
Yeah. It's a D3 school. Sports don't really care.
What is it?
D3 school?
Yeah, but what is Montclair known for?
Montclair is known for teaching.
And theater.
Theater.
Yeah, their theater program is crazy. Bro.
Exactly. They'll be fine.
They'll be fine.
Now a school like
Kane will be fine. It's a commuter school.
I'm
saying a scheme like Willie P
or like Monmouth.
Not even Monmouth. That's a private school.
Like a Willie P type of deal.
I wouldn't even say Willie P. I would say like a who's a Felician? Small like a Bloomfield.
Okay.
Those schools might hurt a little bit.
Bloomfield,
they gonna tank.
Bloomfield,
you feel me?
Motherfucking, what's that? Ramapo.
Ramapo, out of here.
Ramapo.
So, like,
fuck
yeah, the small schools, yeah, they would feel
private right. schools.
Yeah. Now, I don't think the private school, well, like I said, Monmouth is a private school.
Bloomfield
but that's
is
a
private
big
too.
Private school. Bloomfield is?
Bloomfield is private.
Really? But yeah. Isn't that only, oh, no, that's a 4-year school.
Yeah, it's private.
Yeah, they be out of here, though. It's a really small private school.
Fuck.
That's very small. I didn't even know it was private.
Shit, bro.
What business they got being a private school?
Yeah, I don't know. But they are.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it's dope though. It's gonna be a hit to some schools, and it's gonna make some schools retool, and as they damn sure and overdue for some of that.
Yeah, just reinvent the wheel. I mean,
yeah. I don't think college can take any more L's though, because you got the academic side with this, and then the sports side, well, at least in how his basketball is concerned.
Mm.
You know, niggas is. Every day declaring for not big schools, HBCUs, or they're foregoing it completely and doing the G League thing.
But I think college basketball will be fine because those are just like the best players. They're still.
Yeah, those are the best. That's like the top.
Exactly.
Not the top 10 niggas.
Yeah, not everybody has that.
Not off the rip.
Yeah, not.
Yeah, they got to develop a little bit.
Yeah, a lot of kids coming out of high school aren't going to have that option. So,
yeah,
but I feel like if somebody like remember like a Zion Williamson.
Yeah, but again, that's fine. He did bring a lot of money to Duke and to like the NCAA.
He brought a lot of eyes.
He did. He did. You're completely right. But the NCAA basketball would have been fine without him.
Yeah,
it still would have been the same.
Yeah.
Gonzaga
might have been a little more important, but that's about it.
Yeah, but who cares?
Who gives a fuck about Gonzaga?
Yeah, exactly. And if it's on Gonzaga, then it's doing fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's get to the meat.
Yeah, the potatoes.
Let's get to the meat and the potatoes.
Well, you know what happens when you have too many meat and potatoes? You have a poop.
Mm-hmm.
Odell Beckham.
I don't know where you're going to.
Does anybody know?
Do y'all believe this shit?
Not at all.
I don't.
No pun intended.
I don't. But
I feel like. I feel like. I kind of do. But at the same time, I don't.
Yeah, it's part of me.
First of all,
I want to say no, but then there's something that's like.
I don't understand how these women still have a platform. Is it just because Adam 22 is just not there?
Yeah,
Adam 22. Is that their podcast now? Like, that's No Jumper, right?
That's No Jumper. It's Adam 22's podcast. I think he just let them. Like,
he's taking a leave.
I think he just let them run the show one time.
Oh well, they got some. They got
or maybe
some,
he. I mean, I remember them, where the one girl was like. When he had her on as a guest,
mm-hmm.
and she kept asking, like, "When am I gonna have my own podcast? Maybe this is it, but I don't know.
Because this is Chief Keef's baby mama.
Yeah, which I didn't know. She's ugly as shit.
She's like
a roach.
She looks like Cat Stacks.
Bro, all these
bitches ugly.
They're all ugly. Yeah, she looks ugly.
No, they're all ugly. But she's the worst.
Cat Stacks is hit, bro.
No, all these bitches hit, bro.
Yeah, they all look crazy.
I want to understand,
why do they have?
Why do you millionaires?
I don't know.
who have millions, thousands of women throwing themselves at you.
And they like
that just want to breathe your air.
Like it's some type of like, is it like a complex?
And you're
like,
settling for these bottom barrel bitches.
Yeah. Like, literally.
Like, ew. Like, ew. And apparently, all right, so if you guys didn't listen a couple episodes back, we talked about the one chick that said the girl from the Suns that's talked about how the Suns like ran a train on her, including Devin Booker. And the other girl was talking about how, what did she say?
She's mentioning
Trey Songz.
Yeah. Trying to eat his ass.
She
attempted to eat his ass.
Trey Songz peed on her and shit like that.
Oh, yeah. She said that.
And now they have come back to the No Jumper podcast with no Adam 22 there. They have brought another
Jezebel
Cat Stacks lookalike contest loser.
Yeah.
To just spill the tea, as it were. And they start talking about Odell Beckham, and this is what happens. It's about a minute clip.
Yeah, go, baby. You can't. You got Odell Beckham.
You can keep it.
Okay, I will tell y'all the story.
Oh, allegedly. We're avoiding lawsuits here.
Yeah, allegedly.
We're dodging.
Okay.
What a
disclaimer.
What a legal beagle she is.
Legal beagle.
She said,
because she probably got sued before.
We're avoiding lawsuits here. What a legal beagle you are.
Yes, he loves to be shitted on. Okay, that was my first time ever. I actually couldn't shit. Okay, I couldn't shit. Okay,
I don't think I could shit on the way here. What the fuck?
I could not do it. That was something like I'm a wild ass. I could do some freak asshole shit. You know what I'm saying? But the shit part, you can't do that to me. Like, oh, yeah.
Like shit on right now.
Okay, he wanted me to come on a plane. He was like, make sure you don't have any underwear. Don't take a shower for 24 hours. I'm like, damn, what the fuck you on? But he was like, take a picture. This is how I got thrown out. He was like, take a picture of me. You shitting. So I was like, all right, fuck. I can do that.
So yeah, that's what? Basic. That's basically.
What? I didn't listen to that part.
Basically, yeah. Okay. So
I don't know if I believe.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe, but at the same time, these niggas really be like, somebody be fucking them. Niggas, because otherwise they wouldn't be where they're at.
They wouldn't be in these rooms. Somebody's fucking this.
Somebody's doing this.
So I don't know why they are.
Yeah, and they can say anybody. Like, but Odell.
That's
like,
the power, man.
Yeah,
that's the power these women have with these accusations. And I don't understand how. Like imagine she could go. All right, she said like the nigga likes to be pooped on, which is like, it's weird, but it's not criminal.
We don't kink shame here.
We don't, but she can say something
wilder,
and then niggas are wrong with it just because
she said it.
She said it, yeah.
And he's a big time celebrity,
and he's a big time nigga. Like,
yeah, she could have said he did some illegal shit.
And, like, she could have said
that would have, like, he could have got released.
And as much as these jokes about him getting pooped on, which might not even be true, imagine some bitch just lying on you,
yeah.
And I'm not saying she lying.
We ain't saying she's truthing either. Like, we don't say
I believe you either. I'm not saying I believe you either. I'm not believing no chick that wear Christian Dior sandals.
Yeah. They didn't even say Christian. They don't say Christian Dior.
Yeah, they didn't say Dior. It was Christian D-O-R. And I thought it was like some holy doorways.
No.
I'm like, Christian doors?
No.
I didn't know doors could be Christian. But, yeah, and then you look at these white ragged ruffians.
When you see them, you're like, what the fuck is actually.
Yeah,
what,
like, what, bro.
What the Pemberton, like, Browns Mills is going on here? Like, they just look crazy.
Like, all the niggas in this room have collected unemployment, and we wouldn't even look them bitches in the face.
I'm not even glancing.
Wouldn't even look them bitches in the eye.
They look crazy.
And these niggas are celebrities.
Flying them out.
Are flying them out and fucking them. What's going on here?
I don't know.
you can, you, I, that's, I don't know. Like, they just think they that freaky? Like,
yo, if one of them chicks like, came in here right now, who
would literally do the same thing.
If one of them,
she probably wouldn't say anything either.
Yeah, if one of them chicks came in here right now,
I would tell her, I would tell her to get the fuck out.
No, no, if they came in here right now, I was like, yo, does anybody, like, if anybody had asked for one of us, I would assume somebody ordered DoorDash. I like, oh, that's the DoorDash driver. Like, somebody ordered Uber fries. Eats. That's Uber Eats. Yeah, no, I don't think she's coming here to link up with nobody.
No, not at all.
Because, ew.
Now they look disgusting.
They look like they look cracked out, burnt out, fucked out, out.
Yeah, they definitely look like they're on drugs. And they got their lips done and shit. They look crazy.
They look nasty, bro.
Not a good look.
They look disgusting.
Not a good look. Ugh.
Like, what are y'all doing?
That's what niggas be liking, though.
Like, the one in the middle?
It'd be the athlete, bro.
Holy shit, she looks horrible.
Niggas be liking. They be liking some shit, bro.
She looks like if La Cienega from the Proud Boulevard ass, right?
With the feet.
Went completely wrong in high school. Like, she just started sucking dick. She got pregnant. Had an abortion her sophomore year.
Oh, my God.
It just went... Just started smoking, popping drinking, perks.
Just living life
she
way like too fast.
She's like a cockroach.
Yeah, they look
like
crazy.
She looks nasty.
Yeah,
nasty.
Oh, man. These niggas is weird.
Like, but that's the thing where I can't look at
another one.
Yeah. I can't look at like this story and be like, no, because Odell's also...
He's weird.
A weird ass
nigga. And we know that.
Like, a very weird nigga.
And he's not gonna admit or deny it. He's gonna make a joke about it and let it go, because obviously these women cannot be trusted, but...
At all.
I don't know, maybe they might have ruined their own credibility. You think so?
Just
from singing so loud? From singing so loud... That their own credibility is ruined, whether they tell the truth or not. Like, nobody's really going to believe it. It's just a good story.
Yeah, I disagree, because I think people actually believe them.
People don't believe this dumb shit.
Yeah, yeah, people will believe anything.
But speaking of accusations, what's good with your boy Joe?
It's not my boy. That's your boy.
That's your man's. Hold up. We can go back to earlier episodes. If these two niggas love Joe Budden, and I have always been on the other side.
Love?
Strong word.
We enjoy the podcast.
Y'all niggas love Joe Budden. Y'all niggas love Joe Budden.
We listen to the podcast.
Y'all make references. You know everybody's name on the fucking podcast.
It's three niggas.
As do you.
Y'all know.
Yeah, you do.
Y'all know where these niggas be sitting at. You feel me? You're fucking freaks. Y'all some fucking freaks. You need to get on some
fucking
other
freaks.
You need to get on some other shit.
You're
playing with these boys.
You bust up your back.
But nah, I have always been anti Joe Budden podcast. I will never sit here and say I listen to these niggas, especially now. But I try to tell niggas that Joe Budden has been the same weird nigga ever since Love & Hip Hop. But these niggas try to cape for him. Don't know why. Don't know how. I guess it was because he was funny. Y'all niggas thought he was hilarious. I'm going to keep saying y'all niggas because y'all going to hold this.
He does
hold this L.
He does know his way around a joke.
He knows his way around what?
A joke.
Oh, he is a joke. So he better.
Not saying you're wrong there.
So, first of all, before we even get to the nasty shit he did, okay, there was accusations about him and Sin coming out, right? Mm-hmm. So basically, it was a leaked phone conversation, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead, y'all explain it. I'm sure y'all know. Go ahead.
Sorry.
Oh yeah.
Had ice in my mouth. Uh-huh. Sorry, guys.
Look at this nigga trying to avoid this.
So yo, so apparently there was a leaked audio between Sin and some other guy where she was talking about Joe. And basically how she like he got real physical with her and like dragged her and like hit her or some shit, and it's pretty graphic.
Yeah, she was like she was crying as she was telling the story.
Yeah, I saw some of that. It was a 9-minute video.
This isn't foreign for Joe, you know? Like,
yeah.
This is probably, I'm not even that I know of. Mm. This is probably like his third domestic violence stint. Because he has the Tahiri, mm-hmm. where apparently he broke her ribs mm-hmm. and broke her nose. Then it's the Esther, mm. where I think she wasn't she pregnant and he was sitting on her stomach.
Oh, yeah.
Esther Baxter or something Esther like that? Baxter. Yeah, Esther Baxter. Yeah. I believe she was pregnant. He was sitting on her stomach. And then there's Sin Santana's baby mom.
His baby mom.
Yeah, his baby mother. Yeah, so.
Hmm. Yeah. It's so there's some patterns here.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like, and how I view it, if there's one, it's like, you know, all right, maybe, you know.
Something, yeah, it could be. Yeah,
but
yeah,
three people. Yeah, but three people are not lying.
Three people are not lying about you, and that's a pattern of behavior.
Yeah.
So it's like.
You can't respect that, man.
No, you don't respect that. I don't respect that. We don't respect that. This podcast don't respect that.
Not at all.
Now, what I didn't like about Joe is that I didn't really know too much about domestic violence shit. I just saw his actions when he interacts with the rappers. I thought he was just a hating ass nigga, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Then when I started listening to the podcast, you know, he explained why he, like, I've got a lot of insight on how he act, why he acted the way he did, like, the big thing with Lil Yachty when he was screaming on him. And then the thing that he had with the Migos. I heard his side of the story, and I was like, all right. Then the podcast, it's a good podcast, so that sucked me in. So I was like, all right, maybe he's not that terrible a guy. But this shit... I can't roll with it. Like it just you cannot do it. I can't do it.
This nigga Joe
Budden. It's like it doesn't matter where you spin it. I can't.
He's been this same nigga since the first episode of Love and Hip Hop. He is a manipulator. He says a lot of shit. He talks in circles to make himself sound like he knows what he's talking about. He argues minuscule points. He moves the goalpost. He's been this same nigga since day one.
Yeah.
And he's been finessing niggas to listen to him. He be finessing women to get into relationships with him. Joe Budden is weirdo. And I've said this all along. Does he say some funny jokes sometimes? Sure. Even women are funny sometimes. But that does not take away from
the fact. True that.
That does not take away from the fact that Joe Budden is a certified weirdo. And on top of all of this nonsense, the nigga was on the podcast the other day saying that he played with his dog's dick before and basically jerked off his dog.
Nah, that was in a court. That was in a court document.
Yeah, like what the fuck? Like, and this is your man's. So y'all gonna bask in this L. R.I.P. our boy Adam. You're gonna bask in this too.
That's crazy.
You're gonna bask in this one. Because he always tried to force that nigga on us. I'm like, bro, he's weird.
He definitely did Joe.
He was. I think he was one. He was the first nigga I heard listening to Joe. Yeah,
he's the reason why I got into.
Yeah,
and then he had his music too.
Oh God. Yeah. Y'all gonna hold this? I'm enjoying this right now. My feet are up. We don't have the visual pod this episode because Q. Oh yeah, Q's not here. He had to handle some family business tonight, so he's not here. But I wish y'all could see this. My feet are up. I'm very relaxed. Mike is stressing out on his phone. Corey's drinking his water.
This is good stuff. Mike is not
because
stressed.
I told these niggas about Joe Budden a long time ago. I wish I could find the text messages of them trying to get me to listen to this shit. It's good stuff.
It's a good podcast.
It's a good podcast. Niggas. No, fuck that. There's a white kappa and a big booty ass nigga on that podcast. We're the weirdo.
Okay, you're
not
right.
I'm not trying to hear it. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm really not.
But
I'm not.
It's better than when Marty the Body was there.
Dismantle the pod. Dismantle the pod.
This is coming at a worse time for them too.
Yeah, it is. They're not getting another deal.
Yeah, their deal is up.
What just happened is like if a professional athlete tours ACL on a contract year.
That's exactly what this is. Yeah. The jig is up. The jig is up. Get them niggas out of here. It's our turn. We don't jerk off dogs. Well, I don't know about Corey, but we don't jerk off dogs.
We'll get rid of him in a minute.
That's why I love him so much. Jerking dogs off.
That's why he don't leave him outside. He wants him close. He wants him within arm's reach.
Elbow grease. loving this.
Now, so yeah,
this is
so
there's a flawless victory. I like this.
So LZ kind of touched on it a little bit earlier, just like, you know, Joe might have touched on it. So there have been, we can neither confirm nor deny whether these documents are valid. But these appear to be,
I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. These
appear to be court documents in which, you know, they just list various complaints that Sin has with Joe. There's one instance where she talks about how Sin talks about how Joe kisses his son in the mouth. She says some open mouth or some weird mouth. Shit.
What?
And it's like, okay. But then she got into the dog thing. Which is like, oof. So basically, she talks about how, I guess, Joe always dog before he died. I guess she didn't, like, it was a lonely dog. Like, the dog didn't interact with other dogs.
Just Joe?
And I guess Joe just kept bringing up how the dog never had any sexual partners.
What?
And I guess, like, he's just like, yeah, like, my dog is not getting any sexual partners, or blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And apparently, he has taken it upon himself on numerous occasions to manually stimulate the dog until climax just to relieve the dog sexually. Now, layman's terms,
he was giving it HJs.
He was jacking doggy dick.
This is Joe Manz. If you listen to the podcast and Joe Budden is your man, I just accept this. Just take it. So you got the clip.
So
let me get comfortable.
People, you know, when this came out, you know, people were like, that's wild. But then I thought about this clip because I remember it. When they brought it up, and Joe is talking about this same kind of thing. Here it is.
Baze, it's okay.
My God, right? I'm sorry.
It's a girl. We're just using slurs. Don't worry about it.
Why do I always want to make the dog feel good by playing with their fucking privates?
Stop raping my dog.
I know that he's not a real animal lover.
Because I don't play with my pets.
Anybody with a pet, you did a little something down there, man. Made your dog feel good.
I would never do that.
Well, you've never.
Now. I don't know if Joe's friends are really good friends or really bad friends.
No, they're.
Because, like,
are they even friends at all?
Do you stop the pod and be like, what the fuck? Or do you do what they did and just laugh it off and try to, like,
but that's what they always
go
do.
On to the next
they laugh,
thing?
Yeah, they just laugh off everything. You know what? I don't know them.
Nah, but if one of y'all just, I won't let you say your thing, but I'm like, if one of y'all just started talking about jacking off dogs,
we're stopping.
I'm pressing the pause button, bro.
We're stopping.
I'm like, whoa. You know, we're going to repack this. Because this day is shot. Because I can't look at you.
Nah.
Not tonight. Next day, we bring it back in the lab.
Yeah.
And then we're going to talk about that shit. And then hopefully we can salvage a relationship after that.
Yeah.
And we can continue.
Yeah. But I just feel like they have, like, and obviously I don't know them, but I feel like they have the type of friendship where, like, they just agree with whatever the person does.
Oh, yes, man.
Yeah, there's, like, no accountability there.
None.
Because that's weird as hell.
None.
Yeah, that's
very weird.
And that's Roy. That's your dog. That's not even his dog.
Yeah, like, and he's touching Roy's dog's dick.
And Roy's just chuckling it up.
Ha ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Stop raving my dog.
That shit is weird.
And the other nigga's like, what you talking about?
Some other shit.
I just got a fat ass.
Like, I got hips.
That nigga's fucking fweak.
You niggas is some fweaks. You niggas is some fweaks.
Like, that shit is weird, bro.
Now, apparently, all right.
So, what do y'all think is going to happen with the podcast?
Hold on. There's even more.
Oh, wow.
I would never.
want to be really fucked up. You've never committed. You got me fucked up, nigga. That you got me fucked up.
I'm not trying to see you in the door. I'm trying to see you and a girl.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. We ain't conquered that part.
No, you want to see me and a girl?
I've done that. You were ironing by the time I was. You know what I mean?
Keep saying that. Stop saying that bullshit. Get the fuck out of here. We're just gonna skip over Joe jerking off Brooklyn at the crib.
No, that's what I said. He's nasty.
That's documented that I fucking make my dogs happy.
I know you make out.
That's happy time.
That's documented. It's
that's not. Yes, it is. Hey, when a girl do it to me, it's happy time. What the fuck are you talking about? You think
happy for who? For you? Like, you enjoying that?
Yeah. Wait, you talking about Brooklyn or the girl?
Yeah, are you enjoying happy time?
Yeah.
What is he actually saying? Like, there was a lot. There's a lot to unpack there.
All right, so
that's a lot.
Yeah.
So he was saying that. What did he say about he was ironing? Like,
oh, that was a recall back to a different story that he told, which is innocent and funny.
What him? What him and Maul fucked the same joint?
Him and Maul, they were like, apparently they went to like DC and fucked two girls. Hmm. Apparently they were in the same hotel room. That's what they could afford.
Okay.
Like, you know, one of them twin bed joints. Mm-hmm. And I guess, you know, Maul finished clapping his jaw early. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Joe was still getting his in. And apparently, while Joe was still clapping his jaw, Maul gets up and starts ironing clothes.
Yeah. Wow. In the same room.
Or the same room.
That's a little weird.
All these niggas is weird.
Yeah, they're weird.
So he was talking about that. Now, the whole it's documented that I make my dog happy.
He admitted that.
That's not as, you know,
it's not,
I don't,
regular.
You know, I don't care about pet happiness at all, so I can't even fathom that. So I'm gonna ask the resident pet person,
Corey, our Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah,
I've never even heard of that before.
What, jerking dog though? I've never heard of it before either. Let's see. Let's Google it. Where's my phone?
Happy doggy endings.
Yeah, pet. Dog sexual
stimulation. I don't think you want to Google that.
I don't even. Yeah, let me get off the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you might want to go into an incognito browser.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Private, where's your phone?
Yeah, private browser, off the Wi-Fi. Nobody's catching this.
Yeah, I'm not going there. You might
dog
download a VPN.
Man, what manual stimulation is that? This, like, this isn't regular. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? New studs often require encouragement in the form of manual stimulation, also known as manual ejaculation. So it's possible from a scientific standpoint, but Joe is just doing it just because.
I feel like he got pleasure out of it.
Yeah, like he was just like, yo, my dog's not having sex, so I'm just going to jerk him off.
Dad. Nuts.
That's just Dad Showmans. So if anybody else listens to that podcast, I advise you to just give it up. It's fine. It's okay. You got us.
You do got us. Yeah. Now that's what you do. Guys.
Listen, man.
You got us. We don't.
I know.
Don't.
I know. They might have more money. I know they go to Duce Palooza and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, that's cool.
But you know what? Listen. But on I'm the saying, bright side for us, that's all coming. Okay.
Yeah.
Once we get this Manscaped money, shout out to Manscaped.
We're gonna have Manscaped Palooza.
We're going to start. You know.
Yeah, we'll have a little
Jack
money.
Daniels Jamboree.
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
And we're gonna be, you know, but it's all R&B and drunk.
Oh my gosh!
So we're gonna make, you know how many, we're gonna be responsible for the next baby boom in America.
Absolutely, that's gonna be us.
So,
and it's not gonna be any dog.
That's what you can.
No dogs jerking off on this side, you know.
No jerking dogs off on this side.
No domestic violence.
No domestic violence on this side.
Oh, domestic violence.
Domestic violence.
That's not going to be us.
None of that.
No.
So, that's what you don't have to worry about.
If you don't want niggas dancing all in your videos, come to Not That Serious.
Come up with Not That Serious podcast.
Like, come on, dog.
It's not looking good over there. The deal is not being re-upped.
The jig is up.
And I doubt that whatever...
You think all three of them are going to continue to pod together?
He didn't pod today.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they pod every day?
No, they pod Wednesday and Saturday.
Oh, they didn't come out with one today?
No, it came out. He just wasn't there.
Who?
Joe.
How's that even possible?
He said he was sick.
Sick of being in the media for being a piece of shit.
Wrong shit.
Yeah.
So we got two... In 1 week, we got two different domestic violence claims.
two different women, and the dog shit.
Oh, both of those women said that in the same week?
Yeah, Tahiri said it Sunday.
And then Sin came back
like 2 days later.
These women are tired of him.
So
they're tired of him. As they should be.
And I feel bad for the two dudes that he pods with, because it's like,
they need it.
Well, one doesn't really need him like that. But the black nigga Maul,
Rory doesn't need him.
Rory don't need him.
I'm pretty sure Rory has like his own.
He got his own shit going.
Yeah, he has the Palooza shit.
He's Palooza shit. He's also like a manager for a pretty nice up and coming R&B group, Emotional Oranges.
Okay.
Like, he's their manager. So
I think you told me about them.
Yeah, he's gonna be all right. Now the nigga Maul, I don't know what the fuck he gonna do. Cause I don't know what he did before.
Yeah, he's.
I don't know what he does.
Is he just Joe's mans?
Yeah, he's literally just Joe's mans, and he's like
old roommate.
And the only reason why he like popular is because
his brother
is Biggs.
Really?
Like, you know, Jay-Z's old man's Biggs. Yeah, that's his brother.
I didn't know that.
That's it. Like,
wow. Okay.
That's why he be knowing these things. Yeah. And he be around.
So he's kind of useless.
He's
just a Rockefeller.
He's the most useless nigga in a podcast I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, God.
He says nothing worthwhile.
Aren't your sports take bad, too?
Like, he has the worst sports takes I've ever heard in my life. That nigga said Russell Westbrook is the best player in the league.
Recently?
Yeah.
He said that last season.
Last year.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
He said, yo, but he averaged a triple. Who gives a motherfuck? Look at his team. He sucks. Like, but he just. he be friends with players, so that be clowning his vision. He be thinking, what's that nigga, Brandon Jack? What's his name?
Jennings?
Brandon Jennings. He's thinking he's still worth something.
What?
He hasn't been in the league.
He thinks Julius Randle is really nice.
What's good with this nigga? Is he a Knicks juice fan?
He's a Lakers fan.
Oh.
Yeah. But like, some of the worst sports takes I ever heard in my life. And then his regular takes be like, yeah, man, I just come from a different era.
Yeah.
I'm from a different time where, you know, we ain't had his social media. Social media clouds your mind, but you on that shit every day.
You wasn't outside.
You was all shot up.
He one of them niggas,
I'm in the hood every day.
Like, you should get out of there.
Yeah, you should get out, you fucking dick.
You should probably leave.
Nigga, you're 40.
Like, get it together.
Oh, man. That's your pie, though. That's your man. That's your boy.
It's a terrible spot for them because, like, the deal just ran out.
Yeah. 2 weeks.
They had an offer on the table. I don't know. If this gets out, even worse, I don't know if that offer that they had is still going to be there.
Nah, that's getting yanked.
So, oof.
Yeah, oof. Shit. Speaking of.
He chose the worst.
Ugh. Speaking of bad timing, I guess you could say. This nigga Tory Lanez, bro.
Bro.
I know we talked about this situation a lot, but I feel like every episode new information comes out, and it's just like a snowball effect. So this time, if you haven't heard, the text messages between Meg and Tory have surfaced.
Oh, I haven't seen text messages.
They don't have the actual like text message thread, but immediately after the situation happened, Tory texted Meg apologizing. Saying that basically he was just too drunk and he didn't mean to do what he did and he was sorry. Oof. So, last time I checked, apologizing for shooting somebody don't just make the bullet holes disappear. Like, you don't shoot somebody in the feet and just say, I'm sorry, it was the Henny.
And then an apology, you know what also that is? That's also an admission of guilt.
He's going to jail.
Yeah.
He's going to jail.
And he's getting he's evicted. He's getting deported.
That nigga getting
evicted. You're out of here.
Bye, Daystar.
You gotta go to Daystar. You gotta go to Canada. And that's gonna be that. Do y'all think he's gonna be guilty or press charges against?
No, the prosecutor said they're trying to press charges. Mm. I don't know how successful that'll be. Not sure. But I know that regardless, his bag will forever be fucked up.
Yeah, his streaming numbers are down.
Not even that, but just like artists make the bulk of their money off touring.
Oh yeah,
he probably won't be allowed to tour in the United States again.
Yeah, and it was already bad enough that we have a fucking pandemic.
Exactly.
You ain't doing that.
Yeah.
So I mean, he's pretty much done.
That bag is gonna be fucked.
I have no problem never playing this nigga's music ever again. Whenever I hear it, I skip his verses.
And it's funny because before this happened,
he was on such a great climb.
He was saying, he was like, I don't ever have to sign to a major because a major
He was a king of quarantine, bro.
Yeah, he was like, a major can't do anything for me that I can't do for myself.
Yeah, not at this point.
Nigga, he had the quarantine radio shit that got to deal with MTV. Then he got off his label.
Yeah. He was ready. He was on track to make the most money he's ever made in his life.
Yes.
He was on track. But niggas egos. You hate to see it.
We absolutely hate to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you absolutely hate to see that.
Fuck that nigga.
Fuck him.
No friend of mine.
Yeah.
No. But and that's what you niggas need to just I don't know. Like, you niggas need to keep your hands to yourselves, man.
Yeah.
Your hands, pistols, weapons.
Leave these women alone, man.
Leave these bitches alone, bro. And I didn't even mean to say it like that. Leave the ladies alone, bro. Let these women be in peace, man. Yeah. Like,
you see the thread that was going around on Instagram?
What?
When it was basically like they asked women what they would do if men didn't exist for a day.
No, why?
And basically...
Here we go.
Basically, all the answers were very simple. Like, take a walk. Take a walk in the woods. Take a walk at night. Take a walk in the park at night. Like, simple shit.
Who the fuck was that? I get it.
You gotta admit. Is it guaranteed that something's going to happen to them if they walk at night?
I don't want to take a walk in the park at night.
I don't even want to do that.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
But at the same time.
But I get it.
But who do you think is going to mug you? More than likely, it's going to be a man, right? A woman's not gonna run up on you.
Something that can overpower you.
Yeah.
She'll just rob you slowly.
Yeah.
You gotta listen to my jokes.
Over your time.
Let me tell you why.
Gracious.
Let me add another thing.
Something told me.
Yeah. I just think it's funny how. You gonna rob me or not?
Hey, just kill me, please. Yeah,
right? You
gotta watch my post moves.
You're just more likely to be attacked by a man than a woman. That's a fact. I don't know the science behind it. I don't have the statistics, but I'm pretty sure everybody in here can say that that's a fact.
No, definitely.
So the fact that all these women answered that, and it was a lot of the same answers, it just shows that women shouldn't really have to live like that. That's no way to live. But men need to be able to look in the mirror.
Stop being weird.
Yeah, stop being weird. Like, we're not weird in here, so it's really not that hard to not do it. Like,
I'm definitely not weird. I don't like y'all.
Yeah, I don't like being weird.
I don't like other men.
I don't like when men make another woman feel
uncomfortable
in front of me. Like even today, I was at work, and this girl walked up, and there was this dude who was standing there talking to some other woman, minding his own business. She was minding her own business. She was just checking in. And the dude is just like, he's just like, hey, she has on like leggings. She's about to work out. So she had like a sports bra and like some bright leggings. And the dude's just like, hey, I like your outfit. Like, but I forget what exactly he said, but it was like, he was an older dude. And no lie, this girl might have been 19. He was like 50. So like, it was like some creepy shit. Like, I can't remember exactly what he said, but it was weird. And he was having a conversation with somebody else 20 feet away. So the fact that he even chimed into this girl when she was just minding her business. I'm like, see, that's the shit like people are talking about. Like, he said that, and he even said something else. I can't remember. It was very early in the morning. But it's just little shit like that that makes women uncomfortable. And he literally didn't have to say anything at all. Like, it's just weird. But I say all that to say that men just got to be more mindful of what you say to women. And
how you say it.
And how you say it.
And then honestly,
just stop being weird. Like, it's like, niggas know, you have a weird gauge in your head.
Yeah, and it's like,
not hard to know.
And it's like they're not even worth the conversation.
No.
Why even talking to these goof bitches? Why are you even wasting your words?
What are you wasting?
That's how I approach it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't even whatever you gonna say, I'm not gonna like you. Cause you're already annoying to me.
Yeah.
Cause it's just who you is. So like, there's no room to be weird. Cause I'm gonna see through you, baby.
Yeah, it's just
I don't, babe. Yeah, I mean, if another nigga being weird, I'll look out for you.
Of course.
But as far as me and you having it, like,
Niggas is weird.
No.
Just stop. I know we harp on this, but I really do feel like it's important to keep going over so people get it. Just stop being weird.
Stop being fucking. You have nothing to gain.
By
being weird.
Excuse me. You gain nothing but potential prison time from being weird.
And it's right. And being weird and being pressed gets you nothing.
Nah.
Gets you nothing, bud. Gets you nothing. It gets you nothing. The only way you get being pressed is what you say, how you say it.
Yeah.
Just don't do it. Like, honestly, if your presence is enough, it'll just come to you.
Yeah.
It'll just come.
Yeah.
You don't have to be out here.
Yeah, nothing.
Lobbing these kind of, like, bro, if you just do what you do. And you don't gotta be no super Mac nigga. You don't gotta be no super attractive dude.
Yeah,
at all. You don't gotta be no
most
super.
Most of the time, girls just like a nigga that's be chilling. Like
just.
Typically the quietest nigga.
They
in the
like
room.
Bitches. They like niggas that don't acknowledge their existence.
Yeah.
Because. That's because they wanna be seen.
Exactly.
But they don't wanna be harassed.
Nah.
So, all you gotta do is be you and be amazing in who you are, if you're amazing or not. Something's gonna come your way. You don't have to be out here being fucking weird. Nah. That's the last thing you need to do.
Yeah, that's the last.
Because now you got that stigma on you. You're the weird nigga.
You're the creep.
And it's never gonna, unless you move to another nation, you're gonna be the weird nigga forever.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you just chill the fuck out, eventually, it might not be the first outing or the second outing. But eventually, some goofball bitch is going to look at you
and be like, who's this goofball nigga?
Who's this goofball nigga? And then y'all are going to be goofballing together. You understand? Like,
that's just how the world works.
I'm telling you, you don't have to be no baller nigga. Nigga, I got coochie when I was disgustingly broke and fatter than what I am now. So, hey, you understand? It's just don't. It's so easy. The bar's so low for us. All you gotta do is not be weird. Just be a human.
That's how, like I said, that's how all you gotta do is shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause
that goes a long way.
Cause the chick already knows she wanna give you some. Early on, when she meets you anyway.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is just don't fuck it up.
Don't talk yourself out of it.
Don't talk yourself out of it.
Oh my goodness, man. Don't do that.
And you know what?
Don't do that.
Yeah, sometimes people, and another thing, if the chick that looks at your Instagram or your Twitter and thinks that's you talking way out of coochie, she's a weirdo anyway. Because you don't know me.
Nah.
I hate when people look at people's like
social media
and act like they know niggas.
So
you don't know
people either. Don't really be broadcasting their L's like that. So you are only gonna see the most perfect things. Like you're not gonna see all the flaws. Like nobody posts that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Like you could think I'm the most horrible. Like a girl that doesn't know this, listens to this podcast and doesn't know me, and there are a couple that will probably listen to me like, Mike's a piece of shit. Mike, mm-hmm. Mike's a horrible guy. Blah, blah, blah.
What was me?
Vagina, vagina, vagina. But I'm one of the most gentlemanliest niggas I know.
I agree.
I'm one of the sweetest niggas I know.
I agree.
I'm one of the most romantic niggas I know.
Absolutely.
I know a lot of niggas. Mm-hmm. Probably not the most chivalrous.
No.
No. Kind, yes.
Yeah.
Respectful, absolutely.
All those things.
Yeah, so, but you know, it's it's comedy styles.
Yeah. You gotta have punchlines. Yeah, you right? gotta... Like, you gotta be entertaining with it. Like,
you gotta yuck, baby. You know what I'm saying? But, like, yeah, dudes, stop being weird, bro. It's please, easy. It's please, really easy. Please. Just... It'll come to you like flies, honey. Like, honey, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stop, man. Stop. Like, I can't... We can't impress upon you guys enough to just be fucking normal. Like, all you gotta do is be fucking normal, bro. You'll
be fine.
The kitty cat will come to thou.
What else you got on there?
To thee. Really?
Sports.
Yeah,
nothing really happened.
Y'all know about the fire that's going on in the West Coast?
Oh, yeah.
Julian actually put me up to that this morning.
Yeah.
What's going on with that?
So there's wildfires. There's a whole season for wildfires. Like, this isn't, like, you know, unheard of. It's just really bad right now because they haven't been doing controlled fires the same way that they used to.
All right, so
I tried to do more research on it, but... basically, in, like, Northern California, well, from the Bay all the way up to Northern California. I think there's even some in Oregon, too. There's a lot of wildfires. It's basically a dry season. It's dry as hell out there. And, you know, fires can start literally just from trees and plants being too dry and the sun's just constantly beaming on it all day. And it just starts a fire.
But this one started from a gender reveal.
Oh, wait, no. That was like a year ago, I think.
No.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Yeah.
Because I heard about that happening like last year or the year before.
Yeah, that too. But
this is
talking. I'm going to look it up.
All right. Yeah, look that up. But either way, these type of fires are preventable if you do controlled fire burning, which basically gets rid of all the dead trees and stuff like that. So when, you know, if a fire does choose to start, the trees are nice and new. They're not going to burn as fast. And, you know, everything's peachy. But if you haven't seen pictures of California and Oregon, the sky is completely red and orange.
It's crazy.
It looks crazy. It looks like Armageddon out there. It looks like you can't even live there. It looks sick.
Scary. It looks like Mars. Yes.
It looks like Mars.
It looks like, exactly like fucking Mars.
Everything is red. And yeah, it's definitely a scary time to be living in that type of environment, especially now because it's a pandemic and now you got to worry about smoke. So, you know, there are a lot of firefighters out there who are like battling these fires. So shout out to them. That's definitely a job that I've always respected because that shit is crazy.
No, yeah. All right. So yeah.
Is it gender reveal?
Yep.
Yeah. California.
That ain't the first time this happened.
So California fire sparked by a gender reveal party has grown to nearly 10,000 acres. Wow.
That's sick. I didn't know.
And the fact that it started from something as meaningless as a fucking
gender reveal. I'm pretty sure the same thing.
Why the fuck do we have those anyway?
I don't know.
Why do they? Just have a barbecue.
Just have a fucking baby.
I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure.
Just have a baby.
Yeah, this whole gender reveal shit is getting out of hand. But I think the same thing happened a year, 2 years ago. So
yeah, I believe it.
Stick
just
out
have here. Your goddamn shitty baby.
Yeah. How you feeling, Keenan? Okay. Lovely. Okay. I said that's Keenan. We got in the background. We are back at Keenan's house, so you know.
Yeah. Kicking it. You're putting up a big sweat, my man.
Gotta lose this quarantine weight, man.
I hear that.
Oh man, okay.
I hear that.
I
said last is sports.
I guess we got sports. Yeah, I guess today's gonna be.
It's gonna be quick.
Today's gonna be a little bit of a shorty, bro, guys. I'm sorry.
I said nothing happened, and I also got called into work tomorrow. So
yeah, and you niggas got a 3-hour episode last week. So
yeah. Yeah, we haven't dropped a shorty in a minute. Yeah. But
they're gonna get to get a chode.
Yeah, I got called into work, so I got to work at 6 a.m.
Before we go into sports, I really got to talk about this.
What?
You guys, you got to watch P-Valley.
Is it really? Kenny, do you watch that?
No.
I said you watch everything, so I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Is that good?
P-Valley is so fucking good.
Really.
It's really good, guys.
What can you compare it to anything? Is it like a Euphoria feel?
It's like, I would say Euphoria.
Okay.
But like, yo.
You're?
DeLorean the Historian. I would say P-Valley is like a Euphoria.
Mm-hmm.
But more gutter. as in Southern.
Okay.
And stripper focused.
Really?
So, P-Valley, for all you guys that don't know, it's a show about strippers. It's based on a book called Pussy Valley. Mm-hmm. And the show P-Valley is about this girl. It's like she comes from, she has like a miss, she's like running away from like a lover. And like she has some troubles. Mm-hmm. And like she tries, like she's like running away. Then like she finds, she tries to start a new life in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. In Chuckaloosa, Mississippi.
In what?
Yes, Chuckaloosa.
Sounds racist.
Mississippi, very. Chuckaloosa, Mississippi. Uh-huh. Where, and then she starts working at this strip club called The Pink. Hmm. And, you know, and that's
what. Oh, is like, that where that meme is coming from with Clifford? The big red dog?
Uncle Clifford?
Is that, did you see the meme of Clifford the big red dog standing outside the strip club talking about no crying in The Pink?
Yes. Okay. No, I haven't seen that, but okay. I know that. Okay.
All right.
I will get to that.
Nigga, I thought that was from Players so, Club or something. I'm like, I don't get it. Like,
so The Pink is this strip club in Chuckaloosa, Mississippi. Mm-hmm. Where it's a strip club, you know, standard stuff. And it follows different strippers. Mm-hmm. Like, one girl, she's about to get out the game.
The stripping game?
It's a stripping game, and she's trying to start her own gym. Mm-hmm. Because she starts, like, runs a drill team. She's like trying to follow her dreams. One chick, you know, got the standard. She got a baby by a nigga that's beating her. There's a white chick.
She said the standard.
And she's just white.
Yeah.
Then there's like a girl who's always like stank booty because she be shitting all the time.
What?
It's funny. Yeah.
All right, I got
it. And then it's like they
fall. Odell Beckham said, I'm listening.
And there's
You gotta be shitting.
And it's one, and it's all the strip club is run by this dude. He's a, I guess you want to say a trans man or a man that's identifying as a woman. I don't know. I can say he's in drag or he's trans. I don't know what that situation is because it's never defined. It's just he's a man,
he's
but
just a being.
But he be wearing women's clothes and he goes by as she. Okay. Like he wants to be addressed as she.
Okay.
But her name is Uncle Clifford.
Oh.
Uncle Clifford, and he runs The Pink. And this is probably, this character is really great.
Really?
He's hilarious.
I gotta watch this.
It's a good show, y'all. First season is done. It's only 8 episodes. They've already got orders for a second season. Mm. And I really want y'all to watch at least a couple before we record again.
Yeah, because I will. I'm gonna start getting back into my Netflix bag. Is it on Netflix?
It's on Stars.
Oh, okay.
It's on Stars.
Okay.
So that, you know, so y'all watch that next week. I won't be so kind. I might let a couple spoilers off.
Yeah, that's expected.
But I'm being courteous today because I know me and my girl, we watched like 5 episodes, like.
Back to back.
That show's
right.
So fucking good.
That's how I watch TV anyway.
Yeah, actually just.
I'll tune in. I'll check it out.
It got good music, good stripper soundtrack. There's a rapper on there named Lil Murda.
Never heard of him.
Nah.
Is that just a character?
Just a character.
Okay.
But it's a good, it's a good show. And Lil.
Don't ruin it. I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, Lil Murda is a character, man. But yeah, y'all, P-Valley, check that out.
Gotcha.
Now, before we go into sports, any shows and movies y'all been looking out for? Something y'all excited for? Stuff y'all been watching that y'all like?
I just finished the first 3 seasons of Snowfall.
That's next on my list, Snowfall.
That's a good show.
You know why? I've been wanting to watch that show for a minute. I've seen like the first episode probably like a while ago, but I gotta rewatch it. But every time I'm on Twitter, I see like a clip of the dude Franklin, is his name?
Yeah.
He's acting and he be acting
his ass off.
His ass off. It's like
that's the British boy?
Yeah.
The British boy.
You would never know.
Yeah no.
I've seen him do
and
like
this is probably the reason why I like the show, the camera work.
Oh really?
That's my kind of show. Impeccable. Ugh.
Oh, it's like the one scene where he's talking to his mans, telling him to get off the other dude corners. That scene is crazy. Then it's like one scene where he's trying to give his mom a house and like just telling his mom off, like, yo, that's a good scene. But But every time I see him, he's acting his ass off. So I'm like, bro, I gotta watch this shit, bro.
Nah, I'm checking it out.
It's impeccable. It's kind of like Breaking Bad, but just like the 80s crack version of it.
Okay.
So, yeah, that definitely Snowfall is next. Yeah.
It's really good.
For me.
I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah. You got anything?
Especially because this is like a John Singleton.
Oh, John Singleton? This is John Singleton? Mm-hmm. I did not know that. I did not know that.
I don't have anything. I haven't been watching. I just started going back to work, so like my schedule is all fucked up right now. Mm-hmm. But I'm definitely going. Things I am going to watch, obviously P-Valley, definitely Snowfall, and I'm gonna start watching Dexter.
Yes,
because I've always wanted to watch that.
So you ever? Ooh, you watch? You got Netflix, of course.
Yeah.
You ever watch Weeds?
No, I've heard about it though.
Watch Weeds.
It's good.
Watch Weeds is very good.
All right. It's funny.
Yes. Weeds is good.
All right.
You ever watch Weeds?
I'll watch Weeds.
A few episodes.
Weeds is good. And I believe it's still on Netflix. It's definitely still on Netflix. Weeds is a good show. You know what I want to come back? I'm ready for the comeback.
What was that?
Fucking Black Mirror.
They were living in it. They took time off.
I saw somebody tweet that. It's like, Black Mirror did a really good job of just making it real life instead of a show.
I just seen a ticker that said, Akeem Talib announced his retirement. Says that he wasn't feeling it. Yeah.
Yeah, who was that nigga that retired like middle of the game?
Not Tre Davis. The nigga for the Bills.
Vontae Davis.
Vontae Davis, yeah.
Yo, that's cool.
Watching it and
LaShawn.
Yeah, halftime.
And LaShawn McCoy. LaShawn McCoy spoke about it. I forget who the other player was, but they were laughing.
Tre'Davious White.
Was it Tre'Davious White? Okay, yeah, they were laughing at this nigga. Vontae Davis, because he got a real high pitched voice, and they were saying that he was explaining how he was leaving.
Was this your last one? He's like, was this your last season?
Yeah, he said,
this is my last game.
He said, it's my last go around.
This is my last go around.
He said, this is your last season? This is my last game.
And the nigga take a series off.
And the nigga never came back. And apparently, they said, like, right before halftime, he had a really big play on third down. He was celebrating everything.
Yeah.
You know, like, I guess that was, like, his last hoorah, because, like, after that, he retired.
I ain't got to live no more.
Like, nigga, how did you?
He's like, the coach was like, you want to take a series off? Yeah, no, man, I'm done.
And, like, what, bro? At halftime? You can't even finish the game, bro?
I guess you
really do know. And that's the thing. Like, he didn't even tell anybody, like, leading up to that. He just fucking did it.
Hey, yo, rather you do that than fucking stay around and you catch fucking...
And you're getting smoked by everybody.
Get messed up. And end up like, I mean, it's... Shout out to, what's his name? Ryan Shazier.
Oh, yeah, he's done.
He's officially retired.
Yeah, shout out to that man.
Shout out to him.
He's still working on walking, though.
Yeah.
So, and I think he can walk on his own.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sports.
Yeah, my fault. I mean, I am definitely.
Yeah, niggas are dead.
It was a long day, bro. I had to wake up at.
Yeah.
I know. I opened at 5, so I was up at 4:30.
I had to get up, like.
So, and I got to be back up very soon.
I had a long drive. Well, I didn't have a long drive. I had to drive early in the morning. I was coming from, from up top.
From up top,
yeah. Yeah, so. Yeah, I just been napping all day.
I feel that.
Yeah, but tomorrow, got to get back into things. Yeah. Oh, but yeah, sports. I'm sorry, y'all. This shit. Super dead. Yeah. But you'll be alright. We noodle dick y'all every once in a while. That means we're gonna come harder and stronger than that.
Let's take the LD real quick.
Yo, so what's next? So nothing really going on in the bubble. Alright, so yeah, well.
Yeah, Giannis is the fuck out of here.
He's got it.
Apparently, he's saying he's staying.
I'm talking about he's out of play, but he's saying he's staying in Milwaukee?
He has to say that.
No, he don't.
Yeah.
No, he fucking don't.
For now.
He literally said, I'm not going to ask for a trade.
He's not going to ask for a trade. That doesn't mean he's going to not leave in free agency.
He's
not going to ask
one. He's going to demand one.
Yeah. That doesn't mean he's going to stay there after free agency.
If he stays there, he's a loser.
He is, but at the same time, I think he really wants to win that shit on his own.
That's how you look at it? He's a loser?
I think that whatever he's trying to get out of Milwaukee in that organization, I think that he's already gotten it out of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because like even like with like KD going to the Warriors, I think he even kind of stayed in OKC too long.
I don't think so. I think he could have retired there.
No, because he would have been a loser.
I think you're a loser when you stay with inept organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who's to say that Milwaukee is not that?
Because in Milwaukee, it can't be inept because
what?
They've built a two-season top seeded team.
Built around a draft pick that they didn't even think would pan out. I think that's more so luck.
It is, but I mean, everybody got to get lucky. Like it's the game of luck.
I think it's an interesting circumstance of Milwaukee. It's probably not a bad organization. It's just that no matter how good the team is, nobody's going to want to go
to Milwaukee.
And I don't think that's the organization's fault.
I agree.
You can't hold that against the organization. Like, just nobody wants to fucking go to Milwaukee. Like,
no one's going to
stop.
I'm pretty sure the Nuggets are a great organization.
They draft really well.
They develop players pretty well.
That's the only nigga.
But it's fucking Denver. Yeah, nobody wants to do that.
The only way to get niggas there is through the draft.
You have to draft. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. And then you got teams like us, the Sixers. We draft shitty, but
Philly
is not.
It's a city.
It's a city, at least.
Yeah.
You can convince somebody to come here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Especially if you're going to overpay him.
Yeah. And if you overpay him like we fucking do.
Tobias.
Al. hey, why not? I'm still close to New York. Whatever. I can do. You know, it's. I can bear living in Philly for like 6 to 7 months out of the year.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean? But Denver and Milwaukee.
Negative.
And Sacramento.
Well, super.
Arizona. Phoenix. Who wants to do that?
Nobody.
Not a fucking soul.
Toronto.
Nah, apparently Toronto's ass.
Really?
Well, you gotta say, you know they take taxes out twice, right?
What?
Yeah, this is in a different country. So that's why they were saying Toronto will never sign a max player because they would lose so much money out of that max deal.
Not even worth it. That's crazy.
You got taxes for in general because the NBA is an American shield. And then you play in another country, so you have to their taxes out too.
That's nasty.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, so. But are we going to. Alright, so. Are we calling Giannis a fraud? I am.
I'm not.
You're not?
No.
We're not?
No. No, he's not a fraud.
Why not?
He just ran into the best team in the East. In the playoffs, he ran into the best playoff team.
But he was on the best team in the East all year.
Regular season don't mean shit. You know that.
And then
So
the regular season mean anything, and then we had to stop playing basketball.
Yeah.
For how many months?
Okay. I'm not trying to hear that shit.
I mean, you can say that, but that's real.
That's real. All right, but some. All right. That's not a problem for Boston. It seems like that's not a problem for fucking a team that just came together this year in Miami.
Yeah.
Okay.
This Bucks team has been together for at least 3 years now.
Yeah, but you got to think, like, their best player can't really shoot. And, like, other teams.
Hey, whoa, but what the fuck? He's been he's two-time MVP.
I get that.
And defensive player of the year. What's going on?
He won defensive player of the year this year, right?
Whoa. We wasn't talking that non-shooting shit all year. We wasn't. Nobody was saying nothing.
Then he missed the free throws.
Bro, something has to, like, when you're MVP twice in a row.
Something gotta give.
And you win defensive player too.
I just don't think he's a fraud because I never thought that you could win a championship with him as your best player anywhere.
Well, and when you make somebody the most valuable player, that's pretty much the league coming together and saying that that's who you are. They're saying you're that guy. So the league says he's that guy for 2 years straight. And on top of that, this year, they also said you're that guy on a defensive end.
He's good on defense.
Yeah, that's a
lot. No, not really. Not on ball. No. Actually, no.
It might not be the great on ball, but
the, so what the fuck?
Yeah, but there's other forms of defense that you play besides on ball.
Yo, so
because you know who's really good at on ball defense? Danny Green.
Right, but you also
you know who's also good at on ball defense?
Okay,
Alex Caruso.
No, he's pretty good. Gotta reach for that.
All right, wait, I'll give you another one. Lonzo Ball.
All right,
there you go. So.
But I'd wager if Lonzo Ball was also 6'90"
okay,
and had arms longer than the Mississippi River,
yeah, the nigga looks like a monster.
He'd be just fine.
He's built like an alien.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He's a fucking physical freak of nature, mm-hmm. and that's all his game is predicated upon.
Yeah, I mean,
he had, and when we look at Giannis' game, there's no skill there.
No.
None.
He's not running full speed.
He's not technical.
If you took Giannis and made him
6'5".
6'5 or 6'4".
He's Frank Ntilikina.
Yeah. Yup. Yes. He is Frank Ntilikina.
Is that rain?
Oh, fuck.
Ugh. That's unfortunate. I didn't even know I was supposed to do that. That's raining hard, too. Yeah. Ew, man, we gotta get out of there. This shit. Anyway,
yeah, keep going.
So, like, yeah, you take his game. You take his height. You make him like 6'4". He's a mediocre player.
Yeah,
but he's big. He's long paws, and like he's stronger than everybody. And you can just bully. You just go. You go in the lane. If he doesn't have the shot, kick out.
Yeah.
That's the play every time. And if not, maybe he'll do a post up here and there.
But he's not consistent with that. That's it.
He's not inconsistent with that. Jahlil Okafor is better in the post game. And when Jahlil Okafor is better than you at something, you need to reevaluate all of it.
You could say the same thing about Shaq.
What? No.
Shaq played at a different time.
Shaq played in a different time, wait, number one.
Wait.
His whole career is pretty much based off the fact that he's bigger than everybody.
Because he really didn't have any skill.
He did.
As what?
He could get in the post. Yeah, footwork.
And throw around 500 pounds.
And he's a center.
What else is he supposed to do?
What I'm not. And he's a center.
No,
he was a center in 2002 and 2001.
Because Kevin Durant mentioned that.
We don't ask you of that. We're not asking him to do everything. And was Shaq ever MVP?
Yeah.
He was? Okay. He was.
But, like, because remember when Shaq was making fun of JaVale McGee when JaVale McGee was on the Warriors?
Yeah.
And Kevin Durant was like, well, Shaq shouldn't be talking because he's not the most skilled guy that played in this league.
Yeah. No, but, yeah, Shaq was also not a fucking moron. We're making fun of JaVale because the decisions you make on the court are always the wrong one. Every time.
Every time, yeah.
Now, is he OD sometimes when he goes in on JaVale? Yeah. But it's like, we know where it's coming from because he's a fucking idiot. That's why. But Shaq, he was a center in the 2000s where all we wanted you to do was get your big ass there and you... and. Why would you ask Shaq to dribble in the three? No, get your big McNugget ass back there and dunk on a nigga.
But yeah, but Shaq played at a different time. You can't play like that now.
No.
But we have football.
And then people like, but he niggas are saying that Giannis is the face of the league and the next he's gonna be the new face of the league.
Nah, they think it's Giannis now. I mean, yeah, Giannis. Luka.
It's Luka. Which is mean white mediocrity shining again.
Anyway.
Because what has he done? He's got the crown already. I really would like to know.
This man putting up Magic Johnson numbers in his second year. Like, what do you mean? What has he done?
Yeah, but didn't Magic Johnson win as a rookie?
Yeah, on the stat team.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Stop. Russell Westbrook averaged a triple double.
Okay, those are bad stats. We know that.
Oh.
We know that.
Okay.
Steve Nash.
All I'm saying is, get you, but he did it. And he ain't got nowhere near the love. And I don't like Russell Westbrook, but he ain't getting nowhere near the love this crack ass nigga got. And all he did was make it to the second round.
Yeah.
That's it.
He's also a smarter player than Russell Westbrook, so you got to account that into it also. and the fact that he's doing this in his second year. This is second year, Michael. Year number two. Russ Westbrook is still making them
Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons made it to the playoffs in his first year. La di da. What?
He made it.
I'm just saying those are the equal things. That's what he did.
Ben Simmons ain't averaging what Luka's averaging in points.
I understand that.
So I keep bringing up stuff that's better than everybody else. Like,
so he at what? So what is Luka done? What is Luka done to be the new face of the league?
In his second year, he's done
definitely not win
38-8.
And what'd that get him?
Well, his second best player was injured.
Yeah,
so,
no, you're actually wrong. It's like 39-8. Wait, no, it's like 39-9.
Like in his second year.
All right, I ain't gonna lie, that is pretty drawn.
So that means you. That's drawn. But he deserves to be the new face of the league over
LeBron.
LeBron.
Steph.
Hold on. Shut up. Steph. AD.
James Harden.
KD. James Harden and Clay and Giannis.
So you want to know something? The fact that we're even putting Luka's name with them means a lot.
We're not.
We are.
You are.
Y'all are. I'm trying to say, like, these are, I'm talking about niggas who are way more qualified to be the league, and we're talking about this motherfucker.
He's doing it in year two.
None of great year two. Fucking titty to boot.
That is impressive.
None of them did that in year two, bro. It's except for Magic Johnson.
It is impressive. It's cute.
It's cute.
But the nigga ain't win.
Right.
And the nigga should not be nobody's face in the league.
Well, nobody's putting up number one right now, but going forward, oh yeah, but I think he's winning a couple MVPs.
Nah. I think it's because you already know what I think.
What?
And I'll say it.
Because he's white?
Because he's a white. A white.
I'm a young white man.
He's a young white man. Jamal Murray's having a way better playoffs than this nigga Luka, and we don't hear shit about Jamal.
Yeah.
Nobody's saying, Jamal needs to be the next face of the league. He's not. He's further along.
He has a better team.
Whose fault is that?
The GMs of the teams? I don't know the fuck. Hey, Luka, Jamal's fault.
I mean, he plays for a better team. He's averaging 19-4-5, so...
And Luka was averaging 30 points, almost 30 points in the playoffs.
But maybe he needs to cut the points down. Maybe that'll help him win.
Oh, okay, so what about the 9 assists? You need to cut those down too?
Nah, you need to bring those up, man.
Oh, poor Zingas got injured, bro.
Oh.
This is his second best player.
I mean, that's great. I'm just saying, nigga, you don't got to be nobody's face in the league yet. It's year two. Settle down.
Nobody's put him number one yet, but on the way to come, yeah.
Yo, niggas got him top five already. I'm not trying to hear that shit.
This season? You could argue it. You could.
I'm starting a basketball team. He's not none of the top five niggas I'm picking. No. 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 I'm sorry. And I...
I feel like your pick would be Ben Simmons, though, so that'll be
not. My pick would not be Ben Simmons. I feel like your pick would be Jahlil Okafor because you still believe in that.
He'd definitely be on the team.
Oh my god,
that nigga wouldn't even be at the popcorn stand in my team. He couldn't be valet parking in my shit.
I draft number two players.
Oh my god, yeah. Move on to football.
Your team
you want nothing but losses.
That team would go 20-90, and it's only an 80-game season.
So we got football starting tomorrow.
I'm hyped.
Oh, I can't wait. Damn, tomorrow.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow night.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I mean, the Eagles suck, but it's good to see some football.
Eagles suck, injured. I mean, they're finally starting to clean house a little bit. I like that.
Yeah.
Apparently, next year, we're going to have negative cap space.
Yeah, because the cap is going down.
And the cap is going down, which that hasn't happened in a while.
Boy, because of COVID. The league, if the, you know, the league's not bringing that much money because they're not having that many fans, so the cap has to go down.
So... This is alright. Alright, so let's do an early, you know, prediction for the Super Bowl. Way too early. But fuck it. I think Super Bowl is definitely gonna be Kansas City and Kansas. Kansas City. Mm-hmm. I think it might be Kansas City and Seattle.
I'm not mad at that.
I'm not mad at that at all.
Because Russ is at that.
Kansas City and Seattle.
I'll go Kansas City and watch the sleeper, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
I can never see them going to the Super Bowl.
I can't do it. Kirk Cousins runs the show. Cousins. He runs the show. Unless Dalvin Cook is going to start throwing that ball.
I think they're going to run through him.
Yeah, but he got injury issues. And
that's true.
No, it's a sleeper.
It seems like the NFC sucks.
No, the NFC's too good. The AFC sucks. That's why we just
AFC's trash. Yeah,
that's why we just put Mahomes there.
It's trying to think of who.
Because you got to think. You have the NFC South. You have New Orleans and Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in Tampa Bay, but they have Tom Brady, so there's that.
I don't believe in Tampa Bay at all. Right? I don't.
Atlanta ain't doing shit.
You know what Tampa Bay is giving me?
New Orleans good for losing this.
Like the Lakers when they had Steve Nash and Dwight and Kobe.
That. But they're also giving me the vibes when the Eagles got Nnamdi Asomugha. Yeah. And we got all the niggas we thought we had the dream team. Yeah. And we sucked dick all year. That's what that's giving me. It's giving me those vibes.
Bro, we sucked so bad that year. That was crazy.
We sucked horribly that year. Nigga, I was convinced that was the year.
Yeah. Yeah, so like, I see like the NFC
They won 29-9 in baseball.
Yeah. God damn it. Jesus. Yeah. Mm. But anyway, but the NFC, the problem with them is it's too many good teams. Because we didn't even talk about
San Fran.
Green Bay, Minnesota, San Fran, Seattle, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
But it's funny you say that because I'm interested in the Washington and Philly game on Sunday because it's kind of like the worst matchup for you at this point of the season because you guys aren't really your strongest on the offensive line and their strongest point is their defensive line.
Yeah, so we'll see.
That's the only
thing that's really our saving grace as far as the offensive line is the fact that none of these niggas are young.
Yeah.
So, like, they know what they're doing. Like, this isn't no young boy line. But the Redskins line, well, Washington's football team, their line is young as hell. No pun intended, they got Chase Young. But they have a lot of really young dudes on that line. And we got Jason Peters back at left tackle, so...
You
know, I feel like the line.
I'm not sure because he was stinging it up last year when he was at left tackle.
So he was, but I feel like our line should be okay. But yeah, only time can tell.
Yeah, and they're playing with Dwayne Haskins. He's still a young quarterback, so you guys should have the upper hand on that.
Yeah.
So what's your Super Bowl prediction?
My super duper early Super Bowl prediction.
Yeah, super duper early.
All right. I'm gonna go with the Ravens. I'm gonna go with the Ravens.
Don't get past Mahomes on his payday, huh?
Yeah. Ravens. I'm about to see it. And Seattle.
Oof, that would be a good one.
That would be electrifying.
You're getting a lot of points in that game.
Yeah. That would be the best.
A lot of people don't
know. That would be a really good Super Bowl.
Jamal Adams is on Seattle.
Yeah.
They're going to be a good football team.
Wow, yes. I forgot about I did forget about
this. And you can smoke weed now, so Josh Gordon's back.
Josh Gordon. Who signed Antonio Brown?
Nobody. They think the Seahawks are going to get him, no?
He has an 8-game suspension. Yeah. Oh, so he can't play until November anyway.
They get him and Josh.
Yeah, I think they're going to get him. So.
And I think square-ass Russell Wilson is going to keep them in check.
Yep.
Yeah, because he's a leader.
Yeah, they like him.
That might be. Ooh, yeah.
Good squad.
Yeah, now, all right, so let's look at our individual teams.
Okay.
What's your prediction for the so I'm an Eagles fan, obviously. My prediction for the Eagles is I'm going to be generous and say we're going to go 9-7.
You got us having a winning record.
Yeah, because
I was gonna say 8-8, and that's just being generous.
Yeah,
I think we're gonna have a losing record.
I don't think we're gonna be losing that bad though.
I say either 8-8 or 9-7. I'm sorry, 7-9.
I feel like the reason why this team is in a time of transition is I think the Eagles is struggling to find identity this year.
We usually are.
Because we got a quarterback that people are halfway in and halfway out on. And that's even heightened because we drafted another quarterback in the second round.
Yeah.
So there's that dynamic. Then you got a bunch of receivers that we got our main receiver, we're trying to trade him. And then other than that, we got a bunch of speedsters, one of which is a very old one, but he's still real good.
He still moves.
Still moves, but he's old. And then the other ones are young boys that one got hurt for like the first 3 weeks.
He might not play Sunday.
Yeah, one who just said he ain't playing.
Yeah, it's COVID. So.
One said he's not playing.
Yeah, people got to remember.
So we got two, and then everyone else is young. So, and then, you know, the DB situation is better. Mm-hmm. D-line situation, eh. Linebacker situation is awful.
That's our worst position. Linebacker is where we have holes.
Because Duke Riley's starting.
Duke Riley is starting.
Tight end situation.
The only linebacker we have who's worth anything is Anthony Gary.
Yeah, he's not even that good.
I wouldn't say he's not that good. He's just not amazing. Like, he's not amazing.
And he's okay.
He's just good.
He's okay. You know? And offensive line situation, we talked about that. Receivers, you know, that's not that great. Running back situation's good.
Yeah.
Nice stable of running backs. I think Miles Sanders is going to have a breakout year. I do like Carson Wentz this year. You know, even though he got a lot, you know, stacked on him, I think he's going to still – I think this year he's going to develop as a leader. I really want him to just get through this year and not get hurt. I really –
That would be amazing if he plays. For him. If we go 8-8, this motherfucker walks off the field for the 16th game, I'd be ecstatic.
Yeah, I would be happy.
It just don't happen.
We go like five. Yeah, I would be happy. I just want to see him make it through a year because that's literally the only thing niggas say when you talk about Carson. That is it. And once you say that's the only thing you really say about my mans. Hey, man. You know what I'm saying? So
he's pretty damn good.
I think it's pretty good. So,
yeah, I agree.
I say 9-7. LZ says 8-8. We're both Eagles fans. Corey is a Cowboys fan. You can go.
7-9. I think we have the same exact team from last year, but we have a new coaching staff. We're going from a 4-3 to a 3-4 hybrid with the same exact players. So, I expect the same incompetent defense. Mm-hmm. We had the number one offense in the league last year. We're bringing back the same offensive coordinator, but we're running a different offense because we're running Mike McCarthy versus Jason Garrett.
Yeah.
I think the offense will be fine. We added CeeDee Lamb in the draft, obviously. Apparently, he's been balling at practice, but that doesn't say much because our defense isn't good. Yeah. So I expect 7-9. I expect the same kind of losses as we did last year, which is kind of like whoever gets the ball last wins. And it's typically if the opposing team has the ball last.
What do you think about, like, do you think what Zeke is going to do with that McCarthy system, which is kind of like a West Coast type of we're throwing the ball type of deal?
Well, me personally, I love the West Coast offense because I just love the philosophy of it.
Okay.
I think we're going to run the ball. I mean, you don't pay a running back $14.5 million a year to throw the ball.
Mm-hmm.
The issue why we had to do that last year was for two reasons. One, we were losing. So, obviously, you know when you're losing, you take the running back out of the game. Another thing, when we weren't losing, we couldn't run the ball because, like, the blocks just weren't there. So, we'll see, you know. I think 7-9. I expect Zeke to be Zeke. I expect Dak to be Dak. But I also expect the defense to put Dak in situations where, you know, he's got to be Superman. And then once you ask him to be Superman, you know, that's when bad things happen. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
That's it. That's all I got.
Oh, yeah. So we can pretty much say, you know, Giants going to suck dick this year.
Sorry, King.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Saquon going to make the big league. Going for the Russian title this year.
Yeah, he's going to be
an optimistic Giants fan.
He'll get that.
But reality, honestly, is going like.
When does that crack become a factor?
6-7 wins.
For you?
I think 6 is.
Yeah, like 6-7
wins. 6 is nice.
6 is nice.
You know what I'm saying? Get you a nice quarterback in the draft.
Nah, Dobbs is good. And the thing is, the offensive line actually started to play a little good last season, so hopefully we can keep that momentum.
The craziest thing about this division is if Dwayne Haskins can
get
it together, every quarterback, every team in the division is going to have like a... Yeah, and I don't like that. But yeah,
keep it even. No clear cut.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like that.
Yeah. All right, y'all. I guess that's it. We will see y'all next time. Check us out on the website, NTS Podcast.
Yeah.
Make sure you subscribe to us on
Make sure you tune in to LZ's website. He just updated. He added some new merch.
I added new merch. Hoodie season is upon us. So yeah, I put hoodies out and hats.
And what's the website?
DJLZ.com.
DJELZEE.com.
Yeah.
Make sure you check out the podcast website, NTSPodcast.com, where you can donate, check out merch. You can subscribe to us on our streaming platforms. Wherever you get podcasts, you can find us there.
That's a fact.
YouTube, Not That Serious Podcast. Mm-hmm. We're on Twitter at NTSPod, Instagram at Not That Serious Pod. Go on Apple Podcasts and rate us 5 stars, nothing less. Make sure you leave a comment. Spread the word about us. Tell a friend and tell one more friend. And tell one more friend again. Then, you know, make sure you guys go over to Manscaped.
Yes.
Get you some ball trim gear, some grooming gear. Ladies, you know, studs, get your motherfucking strap area right. So it's not adhering to the glue and the straps.
Facts.
Or however you guys put those things.
Whatever happens. Yeah, you don't want any inconvenience.
Yeah, when you don't want the strap to get caught in the zipper or whatever, like welding material you guys use to keep those things.
Is it like Velcro?
Yeah, I don't know. make sure you go to manscaped.com.
Yeah.
Buy anything, use the code NTSPOD, that's NTSPOD, for 20% off and free shipping. Manscaped your balls. So thank you. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Yeah.
We will see y'all next week.
Yeah.
Same time.
Same.
Same place.
Well, but
wait. Peace.